Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much today for your energy exchange. And we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day today. And you get signs from the angels like that, which is cool. Miracles, miracle, miracles. Yep. We have the Conspiracy Corner today. As you can see, we have the famous psychic medium Utsava, world renowned for her accurate predictions and prophecies about Trump, Obama, Hollywood royals, New World Order, aliens, deep state, satanic cults, and the political events that we are living through today. Day, which he predicted years ago. And we'll have links for you here where you can find out about her. She'll also shout out that to us too. If you are checking us out for the first time or you have it already, you'll kindly hit subscribe to the channel. It helps us notify you when we get great, amazing guests that are coming on here.
And it helps other people find the channel.
It helps other people find the channel too. So thank you and much love for you on that one. So as you can see, our good friend Utsava is here. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you know, we got a lot of questions that came in, you know, from, you know, obviously the previous interviews you've done. So
everybody's very concerned.
Everybody's very concerned about stuff. So we're going to touch on that. And after we get through these questions, everybody, we're going to talk about, you know, what's going on and why a lot of people are feeling what they're feeling and are acting the way they are. Maybe we can, you know, with Utsava's help, we can get some sort of reason behind that. So let's start off with some questions first, Utsava. And here's one from a guest. What will happen on, I don't know why they picked this date, but 11/4/2020.
Well, the day after the election.
Yeah, I know. I was being a little facetious. For those that still have not woken up or still have hate in their hearts. So after the election, what's going to happen to those who still have hate in their hearts?
They're still going to have hate in their hearts.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just relaying the question.
Well, it's individual what happened. I, by the way, I have no makeup on. It's too hot here, so
you look beautiful.
So it depends on the person when they're ready to wake up. You know, I think vaccines have a lot to do with waking up or not waking up, because we also have to have compassion with people. Because I mean, I sometimes, like everybody else, we are judging people, and sometimes you're thinking, oh, how can I be so stupid? And then you remember 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, you thought the same thing. And it's really the vaccines, the program people that keep you in check. You know, they're, like, usually people who are still asleep at this point, they have been usually vaccinated. They have a lot of heavy metals inside them. And those heavy metals, like nanoparticles, like aluminum, for instance, they're nanoparticles and their transmitters for mind control. And when you detox, like we have talked about the chelation and the detox teas and, you know, chlorella that takes out those nanoparticles, for example, any other form of chelation, that works then, that coincides with waking up, actually. So if I had a family member, we'd feed them some chlorella.
You would do that? So, okay.
And then the Tesla plate, the EMP Tesla plate, and then the shungite, you know, those little shungite crystals. I have them in a little bag here, so you have a few in a little bag, and then you put them under the pillow and things like that, and that offsets the mind control.
Okay.
Do you think...
It really works well, yeah.
The vaccines, do you think that, you know, they're saying now the most current vaccine is the one that's going to have the microchip in it. But do you think that past vaccines have been engineered with some type of microchip?
Some tracking of some sort?
Something to...
Yeah, I mean, they have done these things for much longer than we assume, because now we're more awake. You know, we can maybe look back. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I was vaccinated. I felt really good. And then I got really depressed. And then I started thinking of going to university or being this and this in my profession, getting away from spirituality. I mean, when I look back in my life, it's kind of goes like that. Like that when I was vaccinated, I got away from spirituality more. And so they have done these things much longer. Why do you think the vaccine, I mean, in my home country, they vaccinated us in school. I mean, not as many as here, maybe two vaccines at that time.
Yeah, here's like 20.
No, it's 40. It's more than 20.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, is another viewer wants to know if Kim Jong-un is in a coma, dead?
I didn't know that. He's in a coma.
I heard it on the news. Well, I heard it a couple months ago, but then it just came back up again, actually, the other day on the news, and someone sent a question in.
No, I see with him, it's possibly that his life is ending. That's possible.
You see that? Okay.
Yeah, that's a possible. I mean, again, you have several entries. You can go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people have another 2 years to live, and then they're hearing that, like in a reading, they tell me, oh, I see maybe 2 years, but you can always say prayers if you want to go sooner. I mean, it just depends on the person, but I see something ending. It looks like our life is possibly ending. I hope not.
Mm-hmm.
But their deep state is definitely after him. I think they're definitely, there's some bigger forces behind that.
A lot of people right now are just completely at their last wit's end. Like they're literally snapping. And if they haven't snapped, they're getting ready to snap. Obviously a lot has to do with, you know, wearing this, you know, the mask or the muzzle and not getting outside, not getting fresh. It's like a muzzle, right? It really is. Or not getting fresh air. But do you think there's something deeper that's going on that we're not even really as privy to, that's really getting into the psyche of people, whether it's coming from something through the television, it's coming more through the food now?
The mind control is severe right now. I mean, they have so many satellites in the sky. Mm. I mean, Google has them, Amazon has them, and they're just emitting mind control. And there's a program called Gang Stalking, and it's been well documented by people. I've been going through this in California. Now they're starting it up again where I live. And I've seen it coming on. I've seen when they program somebody, and that somebody is now hooking up with the one who threatens my life, the psychic who threatens my life. And so I've seen it coming on, you know, and I talked a little bit about it. And it's really, right now, it's just going crazy. It's just going crazy. And you can see that the deep state is really behind these attacks. I mean, like, for instance, in my personal case, like, I have these people spreading all these lies online. And then you try to get their accounts deleted, and it's not working. And then in order let's see that they're making a tweet and that's against the rules and clearly illegal to even send a tweet.
Yeah.
And they just happen to blur out or cut out that word they don't like and help them. I mean, you cannot edit your tweet, but they edit it for them. At the same time, my Instagram account is hacked and they're soliciting for readings and faking, you know.
They're taking the money for readings for you with not doing the readings kind of thing?
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. And they're posting, I mean, my Instagram is Utsawa888, and they're going off under Utsawa-8888 or something like that, or _8888 or whatever. And the Instagram is not doing anything about it. I mean, they get reported, and they're clearly behind it. They'll have the hacking. I have no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Yeah. And they're doing this to just, they're desperate.
Do you think that like with the MK Ultra, there's just a trigger word. When people hear a word, it just puts them in that, you know, that crazy, like, blocks everything out, and they're on a mission to go do whatever. Do you think that there's something with either the satellites or something on a very large scale that's doing mass mind control? And maybe, is it a trigger word? Is there something that's causing,
like a boom, like a ping,
a ping, a sound, a voice, kind of a word that's making people just go AWOL?
Yes, I mean, they can remotely do it from very far away. They don't have to be on top of your house to do it necessarily. Right. I mean, they can do it in many different ways. They can do it via internet, via cell phone. In a case, they usually do it from all angles to make sure that they program that person. And there are trigger words. And by the way, if the internet connection is unstable, that's also the deep state, because I talk to other people, it's totally fine. And it's really these videos where it's bad. I have great internet connection. There's nothing wrong. But I've seen in the last video, it's been really bad. And that's a deep state too, interfering.
Because it's always on your video.
On the phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's primarily when we're interviewing.
It's all on my videos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Always get the good ones with you.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
I know, because we just
people
finished.
Know that, that don't get agitated. It's not us. It's the state. Yeah.
You know, I want to lead into kind of really helping people out here, because there's a lot of people that are really, they're just super excited about the Great Awakening and things happening, and they're opening up to this. Okay, the 5D is going to start to become our reality, and really, really diligently trying to do that. And then one of the things I find that holds people back, and they start to talk about, is that they feel like they're leaving a lot of their loved ones and their family behind. So is that the case? So for example, if you have a family, and you know, let's say there's a family of five, and one of them is, okay, I'm going on this Great Awakening journey. I want to explore the 5D. I really want to, you know, get all out there and go all in with this thing. And the other four think, like, you know, you're a freaking lunatic, right? So do you, and I think this is common with a lot what's going on right now from what I'm hearing, do you think it's best to leave those other ones that are not wanting to go on your journey and let that just be about your journey? Or as a family member or someone close-knit, is it our obligation to really be able to just really sit there until they do waken up? What's your opinion on that? Or how do you see that?
No, it's not the obligation in general. I mean, just in general, it's not the obligation. It just depends on the situation, or it depends also on the culture and zone you're in. In America, it's more an individual culture, like for individuality. In India, for instance, that's more a collectivist culture where you take family members more in and stuff. So there's different ideas or rules or things people feel like based on their conscience they can do or can't do. But in general, sometimes you have to abandon people. I had to abandon friends. I knew people when I was 12 years old, we were best friends, and at a certain point I just, sorry, but I just can't do this anymore. I have nothing in common anymore with them. Yeah. And I love them to death, and it you have nothing to say to each other anymore. And it's really like you're on a cliff, you're trying to lift somebody up. Are you either dragging you down or you're lifting them up? That's a question.
And that's what I'm going to ask you next. When, if you are doing that, if you are trying to bring those people to your way of understanding, are they actually, are you being drugged down by that?
Exactly. You are. It's kind of like, you know, somebody once told me, like, this was a long time ago, like, oh, your aura is white. You're dating somebody, that aura is black. You become gray.
That's true. Right. Yeah, that's very true.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
I mean, it's that there's every situation is also different. But in general, you just need to be on your path. And I've lost friends and family. My family, they're not stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, they're very smart, but they're somewhat on the path a little bit, some of them not at all, they're blind. Mm-hmm. I just keep saying, pointing things out, you know, oh, where's the queen? Is that have you seen the queen lately? Oh, it's because of the coronavirus, she's gone. Where's she? She's never returning back.
Did you notice JFK Jr. over there? Did you see him?
Who is on that mountain over there? What happened?
Do you think the United States is more under mind control than European countries?
Oh no, not at all. Actually, it's even worse in Europe. Like, I just talked to somebody, a client in Switzerland, and they were shooting a high beam energy weapon, the military, like not too long ago. Like, it happened to me, I talked about it, and they were coming high beam energy weapons from satellites, just boom, like an attack. And they're not, from my understanding, what I can see, they're not doing that anymore. But there's still all sorts of other weapons and mind control going on. But in Europe, in Switzerland, that woman, she had some problem going on energetically, and she thought it was coming from a particular person. I said, no, that's that high beam energy weapon. I saw it very clearly. And in Switzerland, the Swiss government is like the worst.
Are they really?
They're the worst in the world. Yeah. Those who, you know, she go off in sheep's clothing. Those you expect the least, like the Swiss, I can now, because I'm more awake, and I'm sure a lot of us going through this, we can now see things more clearly as we're more awake. I can see myself as a child. They were following me around. I can see it now what happened. like is how they program me and things like that. Yeah.
Asia, like India, Buddhist, if you would, you know, what about those areas? Are they heavily mind control, or are they freer?
They're freer, but they're doing more, but I see that they're doing more mass mind control, like just bombarding the whole city with some, they're doing it everywhere like that too. Just like it's different kinds. And then also, yeah, like more like, okay, you have to be this way, you have to be obedient, things like that. They've done this also for years, but there's just different types. More the individual mind control, not as much, because they don't really know always where those people live and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a little bit more hard to track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think we'll ever be, is there going to ever be a day that the mothership is going to land where everybody's going to see, oh my God, they are beings from other planets that are really do exist? Or are we always, you know, for people that don't believe, so to speak, or is there always going to be like, you're just friggin' nuts?
No, I think it's more subtle. I mean, higher beings, they don't just appear and trying to scare you. They're more subtle. You know, when you see those blue lights in the sky, or a famous thing, it was the Phoenix light, which was actually a psyop by the deep state, pretending that they're aliens, or the Blue Beam Project, or those lights we've seen in New York. I think recently they were there again, and then a couple of years ago, it's called the Clown Project, or Blue Beam Project.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever something is drastic like this, it's usually fake. But there are aliens out there, and a lot of people have seen the lights, and I've made pictures and I posted them on Instagram about aliens. I've been seeing alien weapons they sent to me and all that, and I posted them online, and so other people too, and you see all these faces in the sky and all this crazy.
You know what, that kind of leads me actually to another thought, because you are right about that. If it's something like drastic and dramatic and scary, it's definitely the deep state. So does the possibility exist, especially now before the election, that they would create some type of mass alien, not, I don't want to call it an invasion, but let's say a landing? I mean, if they can make up that people landed on the moon and they never landed on the moon, or, you know what, actually, let me ask you that. Two things. I was about to say, if they can, you know, fabricate that people have landed on the moon and they haven't landed on the moon, why couldn't they fabricate something, a spaceship has landed and the aliens have landed?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're really trying to do. I mean, I think I see coming up, you know, they're just right now, there's total chaos going on.
Just that, yeah. Anything and everything, like, they can try.
Exactly. And, you know, Trump made a reference. Yeah, I think it was a couple of weeks ago to do. It was somehow they quoted tweet, where the reference was made with Whirlpool, and Whirlpool can have different meanings, but it's like a Whirlpool brew like this right now. And then at some point, the dirty water is going to be drained, poof, gone, over. Mm. You know, these people are going to be locked up in all around, all around. And it's draining the swamp, we're draining the swamp. And by the way, you know, in the area where where I live, you know, in the area, there's some swamp issue going on. There's literally a swamp issue going on and a garbage issue going on. And we'll talk about it when it's over. But it's really funny, actually, when you think about it. The parallels in your private life versus politics, it's identical.
Yeah. You know, I want to get back to you when you were talking earlier. You mentioned that higher beings, you know, they'll approach subtly. Speaking of subtly, you know, with people just really, truly desperate for some sort of help, some sort of spiritual guidance or whatever that may be for them. You're seeing a lot of these numbers, the 555, the 444, the 333s, the 1111. Is there really, truly anything to that, that there's a sequence of numbers, or is it just whatever? You know, if you're going to get contact, you're going to get something.
No, that's definitely, when I'm having a certain thought process and I'm on the right path, I see 444.
See 444.
It's like the angel's number. Yeah. Excuse me.
Is there something
yeah they can do with mind control too? Sometimes people cough. I mean, I'm not saying the coughing is, I don't have proof of that. Sometimes the nose is itching. They have mind control technology where people are scratching their nose, or their eyes are itching. And I had this too in my videos once, and then there is mind control technologies they're using to emit those frequencies and make you do that make up issues like that.
Yeah, it's like that. Mm-hmm. Just like that. That's
is there
crazy.
A number? That is so bizarre. Is there a sequence of numbers? Mm-hmm. You said the 444, you know, when you say that you're on the right path. Is there a sequence of numbers that will say, nope, you're off on the wrong path?
No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe 666. Maybe 666 is what. But usually when I personally see these numbers, and also other people I know, when they see the numbers, they're like, oh, okay, I have a thought process. And then you see the number, you're on the wrong right path.
You know, I've been seeing every day for like, gosh, almost 2 weeks right now, almost every day, 555. 555. Mm-hmm. Is that anything? Am I between?
You have to look it up. 555 is 15, and what it means. You have to look it up on online. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. When in doubt, everybody Google on that one.
But see, when you see 555, I see 444, and now it's an angel's number. But 555, you have to see what it means. Perhaps something related to family too.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, when people are looking out and they're, going through this phase of it, it's interesting because we are going through a change in life, and people are going through the different stages of emotions. We could see like excitement and then anger, then frustration and acceptance, kind of thing like that. Right. So, now this is where people, you could sense they're just, okay, this is people are just getting nerve wracking. You see, there's an uptake in like suicides and how people are defining as mental illness. What do you think is going to be the best thing that someone can do to spiritually, or however that may be, really, really ground themselves a bit better, protect themselves, if you would, and maybe what kind of energy should they be reaching out to? So for example, should they maybe be reaching out to like maybe the Palladians or aliens or creators? I mean, or is it just whatever you believe in, just go for it? Like, how would you advise us on that?
It's also individual. I would just suggest to go, pray to God Almighty, and God Almighty has these helpers like the Pleiadians, for instance, and they will help you. And don't pray for in the future. Oh, in the future, I'm going to be fine. I'm fine now. I'm safe. And then also when somebody's sending a negative energy, send it back to them and philosophy by light for protection. And also, the armor of God, pray for the armor of God. That's also technology that will come around you and protect you as well, and have positive thoughts and just pray and pray for things to go right. And this is really a phase also, and I had to learn this the hard way, not to be the victim. Like I was gang stalked in my previous area where I live. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, there was a gang stalker. I mean, this guy, we're talking about a convicted felon, talking about somebody who is on medication, 5 different psychopharmacological medication, has done this before to neighbors, the history of that. Mm. There's 24 misdemeanor charges and several felonies, and he has killed somebody, he was 10 years in prison, and so on. And the police, the California police, was very lenient with this guy. Like, he would literally go on my property, slash my tires, breaking.
Oh my
gosh. They called the police on his property. I'm on his property and trying to get me in trouble. I mean, this happened all the time. And the police there, they were pretty evil, in my opinion, or mind controlled, not to help me, they're mind controlled to help the perpetrator. They would have a nice chat with him and treat me like crap. Mm. So I usually would, I would complain to the supervisors all the time, and they were reprimanded, the police, for doing that many times. So, So I was at a certain point, and they always tell me, get a restraining order, because in that state you can get a restraining order when you have a harassment problem. And then I was like meditating and praying, and then after 3 days, no, I shouldn't get a restraining order, it makes it worse. And then it took me like literally years to figure out that I was mind controlled too. So as a victim, you have to be aware of that you're being controlled, not to go to court, not to take the resource, not to report that person. I mean, if you're a victim of a crime, you have to report it, you have to document it, you have to make notes, you have to take pictures and things like that. And oftentimes we have to be aware of that we as victims, we are victimized, and we're programmed to be the victim. And that's another tool they're using. They're not just program the abuser, they also program you, or they program people who are non-believers against you and stuff like that. Like, they program you too to feel like a victim, to feel bad. and to be angry and things like that, to lower your frequency. It's all about lowering the frequency and create chaos all around. Not just that, they don't just program them, they program us too. And to the create division and so on. And to be aware of that, just the awareness alone. And this is really a time to take the appropriate steps. Sometimes you have to file a lawsuit. Sometimes you don't have to file a lawsuit. Or if you file a lawsuit, I see people being all round up and worried about the lawsuit. Oh, is this going to go? I'm so afraid. That's also, there could be programming that they want you to be all upset about things. And anxiety, just be aware stress. Of it. It really helps. And then, and what really helps to protect yourself is the Tesla play or the Shun guide and organize and things like that to maybe minimize or eliminate the effects of the mind control.
And just try to be aware of it, I would imagine, just aware of that there.
Sometimes it's hard though when you're in it. So because police officers are also under mind control, right? That's why they're standing back. That's why they're not helping when you feel like you need the help and you're like, I'm the victim, not them, right? So how are all of these people that are supposed to be helping us that are under the mind control, How are they ever going to be rehabilitated, or are they going to be mentally rehabilitated, or is it going to be like just scrapping everything and starting over?
They become the 3D zombies kind of thing, right?
I mean, Trump, what he also did is with the chemtrails, he sprayed something to fight the virus. He's also, they're also doing things to combat the mind control and putting things in the environment that could be eliminating some of these nanoparticles, and they're going to be doing something with the technology, and they are also doing things to protect us from a lot of these satanic forces. But it's more like alien forces. They still have so much satellites out there, unfortunately, and this is still going on. But their technology is less and less effective. I mean, it's going away, it's fading out, but it's not going to be banned or going away overnight. Mm-hmm. It's a process, and it's getting better. There's many, many people waking up right now.
So that's good. So as the technology, okay, so just so I'm understanding it. So as, let's say Trump gets in, right? They gets control of the House, gets control of the Senate. So once they get to that point, the new Tesla towers will be going up to combat all this negative energy. And then maybe the water in the floor, there won't be fluoride in the water, and the food will start getting better and so forth and so on.
Exactly. It's like,
and then
step
the mind
by step,
will start getting cleared layers. Out.
Yes.
Okay. That
and then,
makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, so it's things are going to be improving. And just like we all waking up, we always have to remember that we were once asleep like that and just believe things. See, whenever there's sometimes, the dark forces, how they work is like people feel drawn to somebody. Let's say somebody is fake. Somebody is a fake psychic on TV or something, and they haven't really predicted anything. And they're just enhanced by the deep state because they promote their agenda. And they're putting technology around them that people think, oh, this is a really great person. And it really feels like, to me personally, like a dark magnet that draws me to these people. And you just believe, you know, believe the word, belief has the word lie in it. And you just believe, that's mind control, is believe. When you're not mind controlled and you see somebody that's, let's see, something else is going on there for real, then you don't believe, you just know, and you overlook the mind control more. Like, awareness is really the key. Once you're aware of, okay, I could see somebody on TV, like the Kardashians, for instance, and there's mind control possibly around them that enhances them. They're just regular people like me, you and me. I don't think they're good or bad. They just are, I know, probably like an average person would be or something in reality. They're just enhancing certain character traits that you see the good. Oh, they're so amazing when they're just normal people. And to be aware of this, hey, I could be mind controlled, to see that person that way. Also, for instance, when we do the show, you do the show, they're putting mind control on the video that people would hate you or think bad and stuff like that. And the more people, somebody's aware, they will just, or doesn't have any resonance to that, they will just kind of overlook that and it cancels it out, you know?
Otsava, is there any truth to the fact that we, living in this earth, we have beings around us, whether you call them spirit guides, angel, are they around us per se, or is that something that we really need to invoke if we want that, if we want any type of guidance from that? So is there people there
they're
that are
around
actually there?
Us. Yep. Yeah, they're around us all the time. They're around us all the time. And as I said, there's aliens as well. There's a spirit guide directly around us, and there's aliens, and we're never alone. We're never alone, really. But there's also the bad ones, and they're trying to, since, I mean, whenever something is getting sensationalized, whenever something is getting structured, like the, for instance, what I believe is that good aliens are here, and maybe they're called Earth Alliance, and then there are other alien groups, they want to hijack that movement, and then they call that
Galactic Federation.
I think that's something like that, that something is undermined by dark aliens pretending to be the good ones. They're kind of hijacking it, like religion is hijacked, Christianity is hijacked. You know, there's a lot of truth in it, but they're hijacking it to guide you in the wrong direction, like telling you, you can't go to psychics, or you can't go to, they actually talk about, the Bible talks about going to seers and stuff like yeah. that. And there's a lot of reference to that. But then they're saying, no, don't access your psychic ability. Of course, because they want power over you. They don't want you to access your own power. And they don't want you to know the truth.
Is that inherent with everybody? I mean, I know obviously you have a gift there and others like you have that gift. But is that inherent in anybody to really be opening up at that level? Or is that something that, you know, your creator or whoever designed you, i.e. Utsava, just said, okay, this is your thing here, you do this.
I mean, that's probably the case, but I think everybody pretty much has psychic ability. It's just we're so programmed from schools to only use our left brain or only use the right brain, be kind of stupid, and versus use both, you know, both sides of the brain, and left and right, the rational as well as the emotional and the intuitive side. And really in the middle is actually the truth.
I was just about to say that, do you think a lot of it has to do with people are only accessing, utilizing primarily one side of the brain, whether it's the left side or the right side?
Exactly. And that's what they do, that's part of the Merkit Ultra programming, is that it's either left brain or it's either light brain, it's either black or white. That's why, you know, there's a song with Michael Jackson that talks about black and white. It's always black and white, you know. And then also they're when they do satanic rituals and so on, they're dividing people up. Even they have a light, they're dividing it up as either black or white. And they want to, the dark ones use the light to abuse their power and so on.
Do you feel spiritually, as far as humanity and whole, was humanity come, when humanity incarnated, or our let's call it our generation, whatever, incarnated, is this something that from wherever we all incarnated or came from, was this something that we were aware that was going to happen? Were we able to see into the future and say, okay, we're all going to experience this, and now we're going to come as humans, and now this is our opportunity to figure out if we're going to collectively band together, or we're just going to run our separate ways kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. So I think our lives are programmed, and we already knew before we incarnated how our lives are pretty much going to be. But there's a range, and there are tests, and you can go to the better version of your life path, or you can go to the lower version of your life path.
You know what? I didn't write this question down, but it's coming back to me now. Somebody asked a question. Their childhood was troubled, and they wanted to know, if we know before we incarnate what we're going to, you know, our life path or the stumbling blocks we might be presented with on this life path, why on earth would they have taken it?
Like because we are getting tricked into it, but there's different laws, like the good aliens as well as the bad ones have a say in it somewhat. I have to think in terms of energy and technology and laws of physics, okay, how these things also go. And the dark aliens have hijacked the afterlife, and that's also being dismantled. We talked about that in a previous episode, I think. They have hijacked the afterlife, and they're tricking you into this reincarnation cycle. And on a certain point, I did a shamanic journey, and I look back in my past lives and every life, same thing, same thing, same thing. I mean, we're talking about thousands of lives. And I think that's for a lot of us, when you play, when your life is all about suffering and you're just suffering, you have all these abusers, or when somebody has a life, a certain pattern of certain addictions or whatever their pattern is, and that gets passed on from generation to generation, that's part of that soul contract. Mm-hmm. And we are tricked into that. And we always create karma, make mistakes, and they just tell you on the other side, you can work off your karma, you can go back and do it better this time. And then they give you an amnesia, and it's just the same thing again. And you always make mistakes, of course. We are just human. But all you have to really do is pray for having the karma forgiven in the name of Jesus. That's like a code. Mm-hmm. For instance, I mean, I'm not just saying this is the only way, but this is I think the best way, and then that brings you out of this reincarnation circle, and that's really what the Bible talks about, is getting you out of this reincarnation cycle.
Is a reincarnation that's is that a version of hell, the reincarnation, the processing machine of sorts?
No, the processing machine is something else. That's hell. That's something else. Like when you go to the other side and you have, you know, you're connect with God Almighty and so on. You go to the kingdom of God, and there's different levels in the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is actually, and I've been once in the kingdom of God, just like as a spiritual journey, I took meditation. It's golden. It's golden. Mm-hmm. You know, Trump likes gold. He likes the kingdom of God. Exactly. He likes God.
Yeah.
Really golden. Yeah. And there's different levels. Think about a high-rise building, mm-hmm. and you start on the mm-hmm. start on the ground floor. Like I've been saying about the Bushes, Bush Senior and Junior, they're on the other side, and they are not in hell. They are in the kingdom of God because they have repented mm-hmm. and done certain things, work off their or be forgiven their karma or mm-hmm. sin, and they're like on the bottom of that big building.
Yeah, right.
The kingdom of God, but they're like in the basement, basically.
Yeah. Okay, two things. The afterlife has been hijacked. Okay, so similarly, our world's been hijacked, and our world is getting cleaned up. That right, they're draining the swamp, and people are going to prison and dying in Guantanamo Bay and being executed, etc. They say, you know, there's like this 1,000 years of peace. I mm-hmm. have a question about that, if you believe that is true. And then also, is it working the same way in the afterlife? Like they're being executed, they're being, you know, they're dying, they're not going to come back. That whole afterlife is the afterlife simultaneously being cleaned out, or is their swamp being drained at the same time that our world is being, the swamp's being drained?
Yeah, in a way you can say that. So basically the biggest trap, you know, what people or souls get into, they go into the other side and they think they're in heaven, and it's a false reality, and they're getting trapped into this reincarnation cycle, and that's been dismantled, so that when you now go to the other side, you know, oh, that's a dark place, that's not the kingdom of God. Where's the kingdom of God? Where do I need to go, you know? And so you know where to go, and you're more likely to go to the kingdom of God, not being trapped as a soul. That's what I see, that they have basically dismantled these aliens, a big portion of the deception, you know, of the fake reality.
And then what do you think about the 1,000 years of peace? Is there truth to that?
Yes. So the 1,000 years of peace, I think this process, mm-hmm. What you're experiencing happens every 2,600 years approximately. And so that's what really the Bible talks about, that there's a new civilization coming, a new era. They talk about a new world. And it's going to be peace, and then somehow after, yeah, maybe a 1,000 years or so, the dark forces slowly wiggle themselves into it, and it starts all over again.
So and then once the 1,000 years comes and goes, and then the dark forces start entering again. So in other words, it's all cyclical. The whole thing's going to start all over again.
Yeah, cyclical. It's all over again. Oh. And then
we're worried about 1,000 years.
Yeah, the peak of civilization.
What's that?
We have at the peak of the civilization. So we think about the halfway, we are halfway in. It's probably still going to be good. You know, the 2,600 years, so 1,300 years. It's probably still fine. And the more the dark forces build themselves into it and create a system like we have today, that we are the peak of a civilization and things are falling apart, and then God interferes in this, and then things break apart, and then there will be the same thing again in 2,600 years, unfortunately.
Do you feel, Saba, that with this great awakening going on right now, do you find that more and more souls will, as they go through their existence, that will merge more with the source, and they won't reincarnate because of this awakening? Is this a magical time for people to have an opportunity to say, okay, when I do ascend, it's going to be not to reincarnate, it'll actually be to merge with the source? Or is this that time? Are we living in that right this second?
Exactly. And I really recommend to give up the soul contract. And I made a video, it's on YouTube, how to give up the soul. It's on my channel. And you can find the link on my website, www.sova.net, for YouTube, and it's there. And I really recommend giving up the soul contract, taking a charge of your life, but then your life is still going a certain way, but maybe you become your best version, and really create your life and take charge of your life.
Utsava, you were talking about how you can get rid of your soul contract or cancel it. So that's a real deal then? You actually can. So if you come in there, you make a contract, there's ways to do that. We'll put a link on.
You can try.
You can try. Okay. But okay.
Is it something you could do while you're living, or is that something you do after your death? And then how does that work?
Really? It's not video on our site.
So
here's the thing, okay? Like, for instance, you have an issue with somebody. Let's say you marry somebody and the person turns out to be a cheater. Mm-hmm. A cheater.
A psycho?
I know, a psycho. And then you have signed up with this whole contract to be married to this person, having this experience of suffering, of being a victim of this person. And because you're giving your consent to having this experience, and that also ties in with the soul contract, with beliefs you're having, and maybe issues you've taken on from your childhood, from your parents, to be with that person. So you're not giving consent anymore, and that kind of takes the power away, because those things really don't happen without your consent. Mm-hmm. And so when people give up the soul contract, do this, start doing this work and really creating their reality, it gets a lot better.
About for people like that live in arranged marriages where they're forced into situations?
Exactly. Same thing could be any
contract they made.
Same thing.
It's all about saying you do not consent to that anymore, and then really create the life you want. And you still have a certain life path, but it's going to get better. That's what I was talking about, the range you can have experience. You can mm-hmm. have experiencing your life path in a way. Let's say you have a difficult life path, and a lot of spiritual people have difficult lives mm-hmm. Because they're getting attacked. They're not getting attacked because of the law of attraction and all that. That's also deep state ideas they try to tell us. And maybe some of it is true, some of it is not, just because the satanic forces, they want to lower your frequency and they want to take your light. Mm-hmm. And so they want to make sure that you don't succeed and so on. It's really this battle we are in sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you get you experience a higher version of what you can experience. Instead of suffering, it just becomes more like, it's an experience.
This is an experience, just, and you just take a look at it that way.
Human experience versus
that is a much greater way to look at it.
That's a great way to look at it.
It takes the suffering away from it, and you just, okay, that's an experience. Let's handle the situation more like that, versus you're really, you know, it's really dragging you down and you're depressed.
My life's awful.
Self-pity.
Right. Exactly. The 1,000 years of peace, have we started that yet? Has that clock started ticking yet?
In a way, yes. Because see that here's the thing: the demonic forces, they have lost power. So that's why we're seeing all this craziness out there. So whatever they're trying to do, it's not working. Okay, but they're trying, but it has no power really. I mean, it's kind of like you're trying to start a car and it doesn't have any gasoline in it. It's just not working because it's missing the gasoline, but mm-hmm. it's still trying and it's still making all this noise, but they really have lost. It's just like a smoke screen out there.
You know, I think so would you say that, you know, just on a closing note, would you say then the best thing that people can do for themselves at this point in time is to really consciously try to be aware that there is an awakening going on mm-hmm. and realize that energetically every day, and then also pray. You know what I mean? Pray whatever you resonate with, you know, and ask for
And exercise mindful meditation.
Yeah.
Mindfulness. You don't have to change your mind, you just be more like a watcher or a witness of these things and know it's not you and it's just an experience.
Yeah. All right. Right on, everybody.
Excellent.
That is Utsava, famous psychic medium. Utsava, thank you very much. It's always
thank
good. And
you.
Thank you for this conversation. It was enlightening for sure. Can you let everybody know how they can get a hold of you and where you would like for them to reach out to you? The real Utsava, the real Utsava.
Watch out for fake accounts. You know, we're trying to take them down, but they are out there. So the best way to find the correct links on my website, www.utsava.net. And I'm on Instagram under Utsava888, no other Utsava, okay? And I'm on the Patreon, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Gab, I'm on Vendigo One, Vendigo All, and so on. And please join me there. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we'll have some links, everybody, so you can check it out. Utsava, thank you very much. Much love to you. It's good to have you on.
Really awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank
Hope you enjoyed
you.
It, everybody. And I really, you know, great. And, you know, blessings to all of you. I think, you know, we got a lot out of it today. Yep.
And we sure did. I loved it. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.